Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places, text number 224. Amlitalaya Diki Sri Rama Gaura Hari. Amlitalaya Deki Sri Ram Gaura Hari. Malara Deshe Te Aila Yathaba Tatari. Malara Deshe Te Aila Yathaba Tatari. Amlitalaya Deki Sri Ram Gaura Hari. Malara deshe te aila yathabata thari. Amlitalaya deki Sri Rama Gaura Hari. Malara deshe te aila yathabata thari. Amitalaya Deki Sri Rama Gaura Hari.
Malara Deshe Te Aila Yathabata Thari. Amitalaya Deki Sri Rama Gaura Hari.
Amitalaya Deki Sri Rama Gaura Hari.
Malara Deshe Te Aila Yathabata Thari.
Amlitalaya Deki Sri Rama Gaura Hari. Malara Deshe Te Aila Yathabata Thari. Ladies. Amlitalaya Deki Sri Rama Gaura Hari. Malara Deshe Te Aila Yathabata Thari. Amlitalaya. At Amlitala. Deki. Seeing. Sri Ram. The deity of Ramchandra. Gaura Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Malara Deshe Te. To Malara Desh. Aila. Came. Yata. Where. Bhattatari. But the Bhattatari community. Yeah, I'm too bad, I hope. But you can learn. Purnachan used to tell me that the English-speaking people have very hard saying such a word as tata. But tatari. Pronunciation in Bengal is very precise, at least. They say like that. We tried to speak something in Bengali and said, "What? What you're saying?" Translation: After visiting Kanyakumari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Amlitala, where he saw the deity of Sri Ramchandra. Thereafter, he went to a place known as Malara Desh, where a community of Bhaktataris lived. Purport by his Dwayne Grishil Prabhupada. North of Malara Desh is South Kanara. To the east are Chorg and Mysore. To the south is Cochin. And to the west is the Arabian Sea. I didn't try very long. Malara Desh, trying to find out where it was. I found that something like Mysore to Cochin is like something like 400 kilometers or something like that. So it's a pretty big area. Not so important exactly where. Of course, the devotees, they want to go, they visit like places even for a moment. By Lord Chaitanya. What is that, Bhakta Sangha? This Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Shuddha Bhakta that he wants to visit all these places where Lord Chaitanya went in the association of devotees. So anyway, as far as the Bhaktataris are concerned, they are a nomadic community. They camp wherever they like and have no fixed place of residence. Outwardly they take up the dress of sannyasis, but their real business is stealing and cheating. They allure others to supply women for their camp, and they cheat many women and keep them within their community. In this way, they increase their population. In Bengal also, there is a similar community. Actually, all over the world, there are nomadic communities whose business is simply to allure, cheat, and steal innocent women. Om Agyana Timarandasya Agyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadayvayam Tati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Ramane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desitarane Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnabhivyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Didn't feel like it was much to work on, but anyway, try to say something here. One thing that just struck me here, talking about outwardly they take up the dress of sannyasis, is talking about the Bhaktataris. But their real business is stealing and cheating. So first thing is that dress is one thing. I think the first time there was an incident, it's mentioned in the fourth canto, Prithu Maharaj. He was performing the sacrifices. He got like the 99, wasn't it? And then Indra came to the 100th sacrifice in the dress of a sannyasi and took away the horse. Ashwamedha sacrifices, I guess it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, is that right? That's right, yeah. So this was actually, I think I mentioned in the purport there that this was the first incident of that how unqualified person takes the dress of a sannyasi. So this is going on. That's also mentioned many times that how people take the dress of sannyasi simply to fill their stomach like that. In India, a sannyasi, he is respected everywhere he goes, and people will invite him for dinner like that, for lunch. And this way, without giving anything, because actually, second canto, there's one very nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. It says that sannyasis are meant to give. He himself gave his own example that he said, I came here to give something to the people. And what is that that is giving? He's giving his transcendental knowledge. So that is actually Brahmana. There's Brahmana and then there's Kripana. Kripana means that one who doesn't share what he has. Brahmana is very liberal. He'll give, even if give examples there that if he comes $1 million in at the nighttime, it's all gone. He's just distributes whatever he gets because his business is like that. Yajana, yajana, patana, patana, dana, pratigraha. Dana, pratigraha means the business of a Brahman is to accept charity, but then pratigraha is he also shares that. So first business is to obtain knowledge. This is the human form of life. Ama jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya, that we are born in the darkness of ignorance, but the spiritual master opens the disciple's eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So when one's eyes are opened with this knowledge, then he has the ability to help other people. Yata yatandir upagiyamana, that in a modern society is simply a blind people leading the other blind people. That's an unfortunate situation in our modern society. Savidvarahostrakarai samstuta purushapasu, that people who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses praise other people who are never listened to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the unfortunate situation in materialistic society. No one is, what is that, Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna. Where is the, what kind of qualification they can have? Because they're simply Manorati and Asatate Davatobahi. They're simply mental concoctions, all the things in this material world. Simply engaged. So many unfortunate situations. Asadgraha. Sada samudvigna diyam asadgraha. They simply accept, first of all, they accept the body as the self, and everything else comes from that one thinks that the body is himself, then he has to work to satisfy that body. As Rupa Goswami mentions like that we're working very hard day and night in the material world. We're working very hard to satisfy those senses, but they're never satisfied. They always hanker more and more. Puna punas charvita charvananam. The senses are simply make one work so hard day and night. This is the sad situation in materialistic society. Then Srila Prabhupada talks, they allure these people that dress as sannyasis, they allure others to supply women for their camp, and they cheat many women and keep them within their community. So because people are in the material world are blind, some people they like to lead, they want to they think they have some good qualification. Actually they have no good qualification, but they think that they can take advantage. They want to cheat, cheaters and the cheated, like that is the situation, material life, to increase their population. So anyway, these Bhattataris, Srila Prabhupada says, all over the world there are nomadic communities whose business is simply to allure, cheat, and steal innocent women. Srila Prabhupada gave a sometimes interesting, startling statement that he said that in the holy places, just like here, we're talking about holy places where he went to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Ramchandra and Malara Desh, where some other place, he made it at least a holy place, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he turned that place into a holy place. Sadhus do like that. So, Srila Prabhupada mentioned one time that there's a class of men who, well, first of all, there's a class of women that like to go to these holy places to have children with these sadhus that live there. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that there's similarly men who understand this fact, and they dress up as sadhus simply to take advantage of these women. So that is the unfortunate situation, that cheaters and the cheated goes on even in so-called spiritual life. One has to be very careful to see, first of all, everything is understood by qualification. Just like the people that take dress of sannyasis, but their real business is stealing and cheating, they can understand from their qualification. One has to be very intelligent. Who was it? Denuka, no?
I think that was it.
Yes. Anyway, that he representing the ass-like mentality, accepting without understanding, without means having intelligence to discriminate. One has to have intelligence. Spiritual life means that one should have intelligence to discriminate from right from wrong, and good from bad, and cheaters from those who are sincerely practicing devotional service. One has to understand. That is nicely clarified by Narad Muni, 7th canto. He says this, yasya yalakshana proktam pumso varnabhi vyanjakam yadan yatrapi drisheta tatenaiva vinirdisheta. One should see yasya yalakshanam proktam, that one should understand what is one's qualities. One has to understand the qualities that are in someone. Of course, here in that particular verse, he's talking about the, what is that? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudras, that he says that. But actually, it's so much applicable everywhere. Like here, talking about the women, innocent women are being cheated. But and similarly in our modern society, you have the big movement to make women equal like that. So there's, of course, equality is there on one platform. Pandita Samadarshana, that a pandit sees everyone equally. But still different qualities are there. But one has to see qualities just like... We don't say, like here we in this Alachua temple, we have a woman temple president. She's qualification is there, there's no harm. Yasya yalakshana proktam. If someone is qualified, whatever, just like, and even more than that, we see a very strange situation. I don't know if it went on in the past, but we see that in modern materialistic society that a woman wants to become man becomes wants to become woman, and they have operation like that, and they do it. So, yasya yalakshana proktam, they have the qualification, they get it. That is the karanam gunasangasya. Eventually you'll get, so if you don't have patience then to wait, then you can, now they're doing it immediately. But otherwise, karanam guna sangasya sadasa janma yonishu. You'll take birth according to your qualification, according to your qualities of work, what kind of. And this is one of the purports of this pastime that is about to unfold, that this Lord Chaitanya's servant associated a little bit with these Bhattataris, and he became bewildered. So one has to be very careful with his association. That is one of the most important qualifications of a Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associate, Asat Sangha Tyaga e Vaishnavachar. Says, what is the qualification of a Vaishnava? The question was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Asat Sangha Tyaga. That's it. One has to give up bad association. Otherwise, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, that one, by association, one develops his kama, his desires. Kama, of course, kama is sometimes translated as lust, but this also means desire, like that kama Krishna Karmarpane, that one can, kama means desire or an interest like that. Sometimes akama sarvakamava, kama is that, is there mentioned. There's akama, sarvakama, and moksha kama. Akama is sometimes described as a means Krishna is the, in the Bhagavad Gita says he's the first letter of the alphabet, So he's that akama. Akama means to desire Krishna. This is the business of the Vaishnavas. They're not interested. Anya bilashita shunyam. Anya means other. Abhilasha means that same thing, kama or abhilash, synonymous. One has to give up all other desires. And here, of course, women have their qualification, lakshanam, this qualities are there. Women and also men, one of our, it was pointed out recently that there's a very nice book, controversial book that does, mentions all about the qualities of women. But similarly, men have, are supposed to have certain qualities, and everything has to be understood according to these qualities. Just like we've been listening to Srila Prabhupada's lectures on the life of Ajamila, how he became, Nashta Sadachar, Kanyakuje Duja Kaschit, that he, there was one Brahmin named Ajamil in this place called Kanyakubja. I think that's, he says that place still exists. I think that's the Kanoj, no? You know Kanoj? I think it's Kanoj. It's near Kanpur. They make nice perfumed oils. So anyway, this Ajamil, he was very, he was similar situation with this pastime here, that this Ajamil, he was born in the family of Brahmin family, and very, he was trained up nicely as a Brahmana, but then by bad association with Shudrani, he nashta sadachar, he lost all of his good sadachar means the achar's behavior or activities, and sad means transcendental or proper. So he lost the nashta, he lost all that good qualification simply by this small amount of association. Similarly, a very small amount of association, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kai, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi, that just even a little bit of association with the proper, with the sadhu, can give us all perfection. So much so, what is that? Very nice, the verse is there, tuliyama lavinapi. Na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sanghi sangasya marchanam kimatashisha. That simile little bit of, you can't actually compare the association with a sadhu with anything, any kind of benediction within the material world. It's incomparable. The association of a sadhu can give one the perfection of life, whereas here, a little bit of bad association gives one just the opposite. That Mahatsevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam, that association can give one to the door to liberation or to hell, like that. So, I don't know. We're going to stop there. If anybody has Prabhu, I don't know how Prabhu.
So, this is about what Lord Chaitanya was traveling with Krishna Das, and it was nighttime, and they set up camp. Lord Chaitanya went to sleep, but Krishna Das woke up and he heard the songs, was it, that they were singing?
I don't think songs. That was.
So, and then he just went over to see what was going on. And
I'll read ahead. We've already read ahead one time, haven't we? we already read ahead one time. Prahlada Nanda Maharaj, when he was here, he read ahead. It says that he was accompanied by his servant Krishnadas. He was a Brahmin, but he met with the Bhattataris there. With women, the Bhattataris allured the Brahmana Krishnadas, who was simple and gentle. By virtue of their bad association, they polluted his intelligence. Aryas Viprara Buddhinash Kaila. Allured by the Bhattataris, Krishnadas went to their place early in the morning. The Lord also went there very quickly just to find him. Upon reaching their community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Bhattataris, "Why are you keeping my Brahman assistant? I am in the renounced order of life and so are you. Yet you are purposely giving me pain and I do not see any good logic in this." So upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Bhattataris came up running from all sides with weapons in their hands, desiring to hurt the Lord. However, their weapons fell from their hands and struck their own bodies. When some of the Bhattataris were thus cut to pieces, the others ran away in the four directions. While there was much roaring and crying at the Bhattatari community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishnadas by the hair and took him away. So
it was quite a scene then.
Yeah.
Next morning it was.
Yes, it's quite a scene. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu protects his servants.
But he didn't go
there. Huh? No. Not until he returned to Jagannath Puri. And then at that Jagannath Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associates there that this guy, he's... But then they... but they engaged him, no? I think they engaged him some sub-service. They sent him to Bengal.
To go to his mother?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Bhaktivedanta Thakur commented on that too. Beside his own verse, the Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna is like a lotus flower. It blooms by. So taking shelter, like Krishna is a lotus flower, a disciple. It takes shelter of the sun, but he does not have a shelter of devotee or guru, like a water, he will dry. And he gives that example of Kala Krishna Das.
Yes.
He says that we may take shelter of the Lord, but if we don't have shelter of devotee, we'll dry up. So it is important to realize that devotee association, shelter of devotee with Krishna is good.
More important. Maharaj has something to say. thank you for extracting a lot of content from, and I also, when I saw that purport from today, it seemed like, what can you say about that? But you found so much substantial points. So one thing about related to dressing like sannyas and not actually being qualified, and then you expanded that point that about different natures and what I mean, if someone just feels like they want to do something, or does that qualify them? I mean, I know it's a little bit complex discussion, but this idea, say in the case of men and ladies, you know, Prabhupada in some lectures he would say that if a woman wants to dresses like a man, then it doesn't mean she could become man. And at the same time, you mentioned the example of our esteemed temple president, who's not that she's trying to imitate a man, but she's taking up a kind of a masterly role. Then, of course, she could also be all of our mother, mother of all of us, you know, as well, I guess you can put it like that. But not to get too sensitive, but the thing is, if someone has some propensity to, and some, you know, some nature, but at the same time, especially in the case of the distinction between men and women, where they have a very distinctly different karma, and you would think the nature, to a certain extent, is built in to the kind of body that they have. And I know that even amongst, say, one gender or the other gender, there are different species, which in modern language they call races. And you do actually see someone in a body that, even Prabhupada would say in purports, this is a lower birth. This is, you know, at the same time, sometimes they show amazingly qualities of scholarship and great, you know, tremendously brahminical qualities. So could you unconfuse me about all this?
That's, well, very difficult, actually. I hope I didn't imply anything with our, you brought up like that, but, the three modes of material nature, what is that? They multiply. They have 3 times 3 is 9. There's no pure goodness, passion, or ignorance like that. They multiply so many different ways. And the laws of karma, I think, I'm not a great scholar on Bhagavad Gita, but there's mention there that the laws of karma are so complex that they can... Yes. And how things are working is very complicated. How one is entangled in the laws of karma, how he acts. It's very difficult. Of course, it's a subject that I can't... yes, please.
I had an epiphany.
Huh? Yes.
Good. An epiphany. Or a clue, we can say. You mentioned that verse, yasya lakshanam proktam.
Pumso varnabhi
vyanjakam. Anyatrapi vishita tattinaiva nirdishet. That born in a particular caste, Brahmana, Kshatriya, whatever, Vaishyashudra, and shows the quality of a different, he should be accepted according to the quality, not necessarily the birth that he took. But it doesn't seem to work very well. In other words, being born in a different class and being born in a different gender are not exactly the same thing. In other words, it's not someone is born in a
man, to make it a little friendly. If someone is born in the body of a man and he shows some feminine nature, it doesn't mean that that makes him a woman, unless he goes and grotesquely tries to have some horrible operation and forceful change his gender in the same lifetime. So it seems like there's a limitation. I mean, in other words, there's a difference between being born in one varna or another varna. I'm just trying to approach this philosophically. And as opposed to being born in one gender or another gender. It's not like the whole dynamic applies exactly in the same way in those two cases.
No, yeah. It's just a gross example, but the point is that, yeah, everything is by qualification, but our symptom, one of the symptoms is what kind of body one has. Yeah, it's not that just like, I mean, yeah, one has to see all the symptoms. Just like one time I remember I asked about one of our God brothers about qualification of an advanced devotee is that he makes many devotees. So we've seen in the past some Tavoim's personalities have come and gone that made lots of devotees. Unfortunately, they came, afterwards they've gone. We don't see them around anymore. So I asked him like that because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one of the symptoms of an advanced devotee is that he's able to convert others to become devotees. And he says, well, that's one of the symptoms. There's many symptoms. Just like, I think he even gave the example of copper is like red, but it has many qualities. It has many qualifications are what the qualities is like. So we have to see all the different qualities, not this Dasyaya Lakshana Proktam. It's not a simple thing that, especially in the material world where these modes of material nature are multiplied and so many different varieties are there, every single body within the material world is a result of these combination of modes of nature and we see that practically every single body is unique. Yes, please help.
I was trying to focus on aspect
of the man and woman.
Comparing that distinction, that material distinction, with the material distinction between, within the same gender having different natures, Prabhupada told Allen Ginsberg. Allen Ginsberg asked him, the poet, "So you can make these hippies into Vaishnavas?" And the way the story goes, but I'll make them brahmanas also. And Allen Ginsberg said, he knew a little bit of what is Vaishnava, what is Brahmana, and he was very skeptical. But yet that type of fluidity, that type of flexibility, you might say, or transition, which is possible within varnas, it's not that Srila Prabhupada was going to make men into women or women into men.
No.
So there's a distinction between moving between varnas and moving between genders. I mean, it seems like it's a little stronger, there's more fixed aspect to gender than there is to varna. And
yes, you're implying that it was a bad example, I guess. That's a, huh? That I used to yeah, no, it's, anyway, it's Madan Mohan Prabhu or something.
In my observation in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna more or less says, wherever you're at when you're starting your Krishna consciousness, just engage what you have. Don't try to go for another barn or another ashram. He says, whatever you have, because Brahmanda Bhumi take on about, you know, we're cycling through all these different species, all these different things. Don't worry about that anymore. Whatever you're in right now, just engage it. Yat Kuroshi, Yat Janasi. And he says, because every barn, every ashram has its faults. So don't think if you change to another one, that one will be better. Don't even think about that. Wherever you are right now, because what do these bodies really have to do with our eternal nature? He says, so whatever you have, when the time you've understood that you're not this body, just engage what you have and do it with the relationship, your sambandha gyan with the Krishna. And this, the species, the body, everything, it kind of like turns into insignificance. And if you look at it, then it brings it too much in the forefront. Just look at the quality of the devotion. Just concentrate on that.
That's also that verse was there, Stani Stitag Shruti Katam, that whatever one's position is in life, you can stay in that position and hear from the...
Don't bother about... And it's a... Prabhupada would give the example of the prisoner who wants to go from one cell to the other cell because the other cell has a better window or, you know, there's some other advantage to... So even a Brahmana Bhuvana Loka, he says, even if you go to higher planets, there's disadvantages there, lower planets. Just focus on the relationship and the quality of your devotion and don't be distracted by anything else. At least that's the way I perceive it. It's like just a distraction.
All right. Ladies have something to say? Okay. Anything else? We'll stop there then. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.